online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earl.
Two men have appeared in court and denied murdering another man whose body was found in a house in Margate. It's thought the 38-year-old victim died following a fight in Ethelbert Terrace earlier this month. The pair have been remanded in custody and are due to go on trial in February.
KM FM News.
Plans to treat an extra 1 million mental health patients over the next 4 years have been proposed by the government. The health secretary says 21,000 jobs will be created in England by 2021, but critics say it won't work without hard cash. Jeremy Hunt insists the plan is achievable.
Yes, we've got to put the money in, but also we've got to have the people there who can actually deliver that care. And I think that's what, in the past, governments on all sides have not done right. They recognise the money bit has to happen, but they haven't got the proper strategic workforce planning right.
The Royal College of Nursing says to be ready in time, they'd have to start training in September. Its chief executive is Janet Davies.
Making very substantial claims about recruiting thousands of staff, it takes 13 years to train a psychiatrist. So I think we really need to question this and say, where's the funding coming from? Will it stretch? And how are you going to overcome the morale and pay problems which are causing recruitment issues now?
Police are hunting a man after a man in his 60s was attacked. Hacked in Canterbury. A subway on St George's Place was cordoned off earlier after it happened around 7 this morning. The victim suffered a serious leg injury. We've got a description of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk.
This is KMFM.
Nearly 4 million people have watched a video appearing to show a police car spinning down a road in Gillingham. The footage was posted on Facebook after officers were called to a disturbance in Canterbury Street in the early hours of yesterday. Police say the car skidded in the slippery conditions, but that it will be looked into after it crashed into railings. No one was hurt. Investigations are underway after a woman was bitten on the face by a dog in Folkestone. It's said to have happened by the harbour last night. Police say they're trying to trace the dog and its owner, who left the scene. A group of wardens have been recruited to patrol Maidstone to try and crack down on antisocial behaviour. They'll be trained by police and will be in hotspots like Jubilee Square and Brenchley Gardens for 4 days next month to start. We've asked these people in the town what they think.
If it's just a case that they could just deterrence, I think us as the local residents could actually do that ourselves without having to dress up and being paid for it.
It might just make people a bit more aware that there are people about. It might put them off slightly.
There's too much crime as it is. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
The family of a Raynham girl who's gone missing have told KMFM they're desperately worried. 15-year-old Abigail Spree was last seen in the Bedson Walk area 9 days ago. Facebook posts asking her for her to get in touch have been shared thousands of times. We've tweeted her picture. It's at KMFM News. And a service is being held in Belgium today to mark 100 years since the first day of the Battle of Passchendaele. Tens of thousands of troops from Britain and the Commonwealth died there. Prince Charles and William and the Prime Minister at Tyne Cot ceremony for the commemorations. Fee Shepherd's great uncle was among those who died in the battle.
It's an incredibly emotional experience, especially as there's a war grave right behind the start line, which is in all probability where he is buried, even though his body was never found.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
England's cricketers are closing in on victory on the final day of the third test against South Africa at the Oval. They need 4 more wickets, with the tourists on 193 for 6, chasing a target of 492. A win for Joe Root's side would put them 2-1 up in the series with one match to go. Now, with the rest of the sport this afternoon, here's Tom.
Well, staying with cricket, and the Kent captains blaming yesterday's T20 Blast defeat to Glamorgan on a poor bowling performance. The Spitfires needed 200 to win, but could only manage 174. Skipper Sam Northeast says they made life difficult for themselves.
I think if you chase down 200, then, you know, brilliant result, but it doesn't happen every day of the week. So if teams are constantly getting 190 plus against you, it's always going to be hard work. Even with the batting lineup I think we've got, I think you're up against it.
Football, and England's women's manager Mark Sampson is playing down his side's chances of winning Euro 2017. He says it's dangerous to think beyond their semi-final with the Netherlands. They booked their place in the last four with a 1-0 win over France last night. And there are reports this afternoon Man United are on the verge of signing Chelsea's Nemanja Matic for £40 million. The midfielder played under United boss Jose Mourinho during his time in charge at Stamford Bridge.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.